Test one. There we go. Yeah, see.
You're loud and clear now.
Yeah, I gotta eat the mic. I'm gonna turn you up a little bit too, and turn up just the overall.
All right. I'm not hearing any static in the background. It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds real good. Okay. It begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for May 3rd, 2012. Crying baby. Motherfucking tank. I'd hate to have that coming towards me.
Was there a video playing of that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why, but it turned off my video there for a second. I'm sorry.
I thought I recognized the sound, but I wasn't certain. I was like, that could be it. Yeah.
And that's how we're going to start the show, with him not seeing what the hell's going on. How you doing, Keith?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there.
I'm doing good. This is Oh Snap number 14. And we're talking tons of movies today.
Yeah, I got a lot of movie going onings.
Movies going on. We'll talk a little bit personally. We'll say a shout out to our sponsors, Mr. Beer and
Mr. Beer.
I lost my sheet. There it is. I lost my Oh Snap sheet. And I believe it is still www.com. GetHimToMarry.com, correct? Is that still the
That's the one.
And it's still
GetHimToMarry.com.
There we go. So, doing a little bit of experimenting, and a matter of fact, I didn't start the recording, or I didn't start the live stream, so...
None of that meant anything, then.
None of that meant anything right there. And let's see, and it looks like I'm doing both. It looks like I am broadcasting and recording now.
As of now,
yeah, when I should have been, when I should have been doing it.
I guess that means hello.
Hello, world. Yeah, this is Oh Snap, May 3rd, 2012, and it's got a lot of tanks in it. So
thanks, lots of movies.
A lot of tank parts, a lot of moving parts, a lot of this going on.
And my wife in Kent is gone. You gonna try and burn me out? Hey, you go to it. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll take a few of you with me.
Hey, you asshole, better move.
Yeah, that's right. Things like that happen in small rural towns all the time.
And who's not scared of a tank? You know what's funny? I actually did see that in the news once. It was not a small town, though. Do you remember that story? A guy took a tank down the highway and destroyed a few cinder blocks dividers or whatever.
No, I didn't hear about that. So this is art imitating life, really, is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. About 5 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow. That is really freaking crazy.
Imagine seeing the tank coming towards you and like not running away. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, that is that. Wow, that is kind of, gosh. You know what? That brings up something about the movie. The movie we're talking about is Tank from 1984, starring Oh, see, I had all that information. And, of course, starring James Garner. And it's got Thomas C. Howell and C. Thomas Howell. Did I say Thomas C. Howell? Well, that's just because the C is important. And it's got the mom from the Brady Bunch. And
is that who that was?
I don't know. No, Partridge Family. Partridge Family. As I'm being corrected by the third C, I'm going to get you a microphone. And you're going to sit over there, and you're going to correct everything I do, and it's going to be hilarious because it'll be the third host. Yeah. but, you know, she's corrected me, and it's correct. It's right. It's from the she's the mom from the Partridge Family, not the Brady Bunch.
Oh, okay.
And it's about a guy that gets a little ticked off because the country sheriff wants to play dirty, so he plays even dirtier with his own rebuilt tank.
Sherman Tank.
Sherman Tank.
You know, I wonder if there are really towns like that, you know, where you got this one sheriff and he pretty much runs the town. Surely there's stuff that really exists like that, you know?
I'm pretty sure. Back in the 80s, it was all over the place because prostitution was in. Because I know I was prostituting myself. And,
you know, you see the girl in the movie they kept referring to as a prostitute. It's funny how these movies, the prostitute always has the heart of gold. You know, they're just a wonderful person.
Just a wonderful person with no bra. And
see your nips through the whole movie.
Through the whole
movie. That part's kind
of
nice.
There is a couple of pieces of trivia for this. The time period. Oh gosh, doggone it. My IMDb is gone. Doggone it. Alan, what type of work are you supposed to be doing, sir? I tell you. But let's see if I can look it up real quick. Pulling up the IMDb. I wonder, isn't there a wonderful place that we could go to see all the great things that movies have?
I actually have the app on my Android. I got the IMDb app.
Oh, wow. Wait, now I put in Tank, and it gave me Tangled. What the hell? The
it's
hell?
It's taking you to where it wants you to go, isn't it?
Doggone it. I said Tank. Okay. And it sure... Let's see results for Tank. It's like... It acts like it's not the... It's there's maybe two movies
like
called Tank.
A bunch of them or something.
Yeah. Okay, the trivia that I was trying... Well, let me... I'll do this justice. As you can see... we weren't really prepared for this, and now it gives me Larry Tank Jones. Well, come on now, that's not right. I clicked on Tank, and it gave me Larry Tank Jones. I actually clicked on the link that said Tank 1984.
I never heard of a Larry Tank Jones either.
Apparently he's done tons of voice work, so you've never seen him. Okay, yeah, James Garney, Shirley Jones, C. Thomas Howe. Of course, James Cromwell or Cromwell. He's in everything.
Cromwell, yeah.
But some of the trivia that I was alluding to before, and there's not much trivia, but it was originally supposed to be rated R. But at the time, there was no PG-13, so they went for the lower. They reissued it at a PG-13, and there are a couple of F-bombs in it.
Yeah, there are. I was surprised, and you know. There's a little bit of, like, I guess they would call it partial nudity, would have got the PG-13 rating by today's standards.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it would definitely have gotten a PG-13 by today's standards. But PG, hey, you know, that's what you like about a movie like that.
Yeah, well, there's an F-bomb or two in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was all appropriate F-bombs. It wasn't, like, just out of the blue.
They didn't waste them.
It was filmed at Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, and the actor who played the governor of Georgia, Wallace Wilkins, shared his name, but in no relation, with a man who would become governor of Kentucky 3 years later after the film's release, Wallace G. Wilkinson.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's... I'm trying to see if there's any... That's it. So there wasn't much in the...
Well, you were saying you realized when you started watching it that you had seen it before.
Yeah, it was one of... I didn't even know... Like, you would say to me, Alan, man, have you seen Tank? No, I haven't seen Tank. What, do I look like a crazy person? I ain't seen Tank.
Right.
But it wasn't until the guy got ticked off and got into his tank and was going to seek revenge that I realized I have seen this before. Because from that point on, I knew the rest of the film.
So, well, I had forgotten that I'd ever even seen it. I knew I had seen it, but I had forgotten most of the plot. I knew there was a tank in it. I remembered the guy, you know, jumping the motorcycle into the mud and how they were trying to pull it out with a cable, but I forgot about all the corruption and all that. But one, the funniest part of the movie to me was not an acknowledged part that was humorous. If you remember when they're trying to pull the tank out of the mud, they hooked this cable to it.
Right.
And all the opposition that doesn't want him to get pulled across the state line, I think it was.
Right.
Why didn't they just unhook the freaking cable from the tank, man? Wouldn't that have just solved the problem?
Well, it wasn't a rope. Did you see?
No.
It wasn't a rope.
It was a cable, but they I think they just put a little clip on it or something.
No. It went through one of those where it had a hole at the top, hole at the bottom, and a big, gigantic piece of metal in between.
Ah, so they'd have had to cut the
damn. Yeah, they had to cut. Cut it.
Makes a little more sense.
Little more sense. At least that's what I remember from the film.
Okay,
but
you're probably right.
I hope I saw it. Did I see it? Yeah, I saw it last night with my son, my 1 year old. He fell asleep in my arms, and I think he had dreams of partial nudity, hookers, and tanks.
You know, I was actually photographed in the Palestine Herald Press inside a tank here in Palestine, Texas.
Wow.
Apparently, I was the only kid to wear camo that day. They had a National Guard tour day.
Oh,
so
cool.
I don't know if it's the tank that's still sitting out there or not, but it was one like it if it wasn't that exact one. So
that should
somewhere
be
somewhere in the family albums, that clip exists.
So. Oh, wow. See, that's what we need to do. We need to, me and you, go out there right in front of there, pose with a camera, take a picture of it. And then have them knock me over with the
act like you got run over by the tracks.
Yeah,
or something
like that. As you all can see on the video, I am drinking out of a flask, so you guys have no fucking idea what I'm drinking.
It's a secret.
It's a secret ingredient. Oh, goodness gracious.
I saw that flask yesterday and I meant to ask you about it.
Oh, really?
Slipped my mind.
Oh, yeah, just to let the viewers and listeners know, we spent a little time together yesterday reminiscing, talking about the show. There's definitely some things in the works for
playing
the show.
Played
a couple video games? Oh, goodness gracious, let's not even talk about Street Fighter. That was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but.
Come on now.
I'm still the champ in my house. You ain't coming to my house and winning no.
I'm gonna have to start sneaking in the back door when you're not watching to practice up a little bit there.
Yeah, I know. It's really a fun game, and you know, one of these days maybe that'll be a picture too. We'll have to do a photo shoot with just tons of us doing silly stuff that we always do for no apparent reason. Yeah. Okay.
Fun.
I was just checking the chat room. That's what I was doing. Sorry. Back to the show. Let's see. Do I want to? There's actually something a little bit unexpected in the show. I'm going to show this trailer. Yeah, I want to show this trailer and see what you guys think of this. I'm all hyped up for this movie. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to show you. But I'm about to shoot a wad or something for this movie. Really, I am.
I'm getting out the way.
I'm Sylvester Stallone, and I'm excited to debut the world premiere of the brand new Expendable 2 trailer here on IGN.com. If you thought the first movie kicked some serious ass, you haven't seen anything yet. Check it out.
Dun, 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 dun.
Unloaded.
Somebody's hooked.
And I pronounce you Man and Knife. You and your little psychotic gang of mutts.
today is paying back.
6 pounds of pure plutonium is powerful enough to change the balance of the world. Imagine what 5 tons would do.
You're gonna need more men if you expect to get out of here alive.
I'm back.
You can't let the contents of that safe fall into the wrong hands.
What's the plan?
Track him, find him, kill him.
Lucky me.
Get in!
His shoe is bigger than his car.
Shoot something!
You're not doing what I think you're doing.
Yeah, I am.
I said what I said, and I'm going to stand by it.
When I saw Chuck Norris and Van Damme in there, I was like, wow, that's some serious. And Schwarzenegger on top.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Van Damme, Chuck Norris, plus the original cast back.
Couture's back in there. I assume, was Mickey Rourke on there? I didn't know.
Rourke was in the original, but he had such a small role, he might be just as small again.
Yeah, that's kind of how Schwarzenegger's was. It looked like Schwarzenegger's going to have maybe a little more of a role.
Yeah, he's gonna do a little acting again.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was erect most of the afternoon after I saw that.
That is crazy.
It is definitely a man movie.
Love Norris being in it. That's great.
Did you see the little Asian woman kicking ass in there?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't recognize her.
I'm going to be enjoying that. There are some ladies over in Hong Kong that are as popular as Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, when it comes to kung fu movies, and she's one of them.
Oh, isn't there like a Wendy Wu or something like that? Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure. Isn't she a Nickelodeon kid? I don't know. We don't know about these. If you guys want to correct us, email us at osnapshow@gmail.com because we screw everything up here. So that was an unexpected clip. What do you think of that?
Oh, man, that's surprising. Yeah, I'm surprised they were able to top the cast list of the previous one. So that's pretty good job.
I am, like I said, I'm wet. I can't lie. I'm just, I'm a sucker for that type of stuff, too, and that's the problem with it, too.
How could you not want to see that? I mean, really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm not, you know, some people are like, man, it ain't got no plot. No, it's got no. I'm not looking for a plot.
You don't have to plot. It's entertaining.
I want it to be funny and loud. That's pretty much it. Right. You know, I'm still trying to talk to wife and let me do Avengers tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting anything but comic book greatness. That's all I'm expecting. I'm not expecting it to have like a believable storyline and the science to be correct. Because radiation definitely will turn you green. You know.
Right. I saw somebody posting online, a friend of mine on Facebook, and he was talking about he went to saw the Avengers at the theaters, but there was some kind of a movie festival or something that they were playing several movies.
Mm.
What do they call that? Not a festival, but like three or four movies in a row by the same person, I guess.
Mm. That would be a collection.
Look interesting. Look interesting.
That's the best word I could think for it anyway.
Marathon,
Marathon, yeah. Because, you know, you can, you know, I've seen it advertised in Austin at the Alamo Drafthouse where they'll have, like, the whole Lord of the Rings, you know. You buy a ticket and you stay there for the whole day. You get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you might get, like, a 12 Seas breakfast, too. And
can you imagine the Twilight version of that, man? You'd be there freaking all day.
All day long. I really don't want to speak about Twilight.
I'm just thinking of how many there are now.
I'm going to Dark Towers. Now, that's what I'm talking about. You want a vampire, you talk about Dark Towers. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you see 30 Days of Night? Those vampires.
Oh, well, yeah. I was.
Those are vampires.
Okay. Just, okay. You talked me into it. Well, I was going to say, you said you added something to the list. Let me see.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's get to the sad news.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know when you wanted to bring that one up. I'll let you do this one.
Well, you know, it's at the 15-minute mark. Let's bring the audience down. And they just, an hour ago, they just proclaimed it an actual suicide. Junior Seau, Patriots linebacker, took his own life earlier this week, shot himself in the chest. A lot of people are saying, and they're looking into now, the effects of the head collisions, the head-on collisions, and having the alcohol is affecting my brain right now. But
well, did they say how they ruled it as a suicide? Like
the coroner ruled it as a suicide. Maybe. Oh, do I have it on my phone? It popped up on my phone.
Just not a typical way people usually shoot themselves, you know?
Yeah, in the chest is not. But there's been other incidents of this happening. They say they need to study the brain, though, and find out what the effects of a concussion are on the person, because this is not something that is new to the NFL. And I love
or
a good football game.
Sports,
and I like
wrestling with head injuries.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, you know, yeah, we get it. It's a sport. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah, you know, they're doing everything they can to minimize as much injury as possible. But you are going to have a lot of injuries. And, you know, this is, you know, it's not like it's a great percentage of the NFL players that are doing this. But it's starting to creep up more and more as the game is being played. So we got to look at it. We got to see what's going on. That's my serious note for the day. To the family of Junior Seau, our hearts and our prayers are with you, and we feel for your loss. He was actually, even though he wasn't on any of my teams, he was probably one of my favorite linebackers to see in action. It's a sad, sad story.
How old was he?
I want to say 43. I'm double checking right now. I didn't. Let's see. No, I don't have a.
That looks about right.
Yeah.
From what they were showing on the news footage. So.
Yeah. I want to say it was 43. Dies at age 43, which isn't too far for us. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's an eye opener too. But I don't think I'm gonna. I don't think, dear God, hope not that I don't think I'm gonna decide to shoot myself.
I think I would probably run away, you know, and change my name to Luke or something first.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's easy for me to say that.
Yeah, I'm not planning on it. I'll just put it that way.
Right. Let's hope not.
And I know there's some therapist. You know, somebody's gonna. You know, we're gonna get 1-star reviews from people who are therapists going, you know, no one ever plans on it. You know, so.
Right.
But here's some updates in the movies. See, this is a movie heavy show. Updates on movies on the way, things that you want to look out for, things that people may be interested in, like a remake of Little Shop of Horrors, Machete Kills, a movie called Five Broken Cameras.
Never heard of that one.
Right. But, you know, it could be really good. Really good. Brad Bird to direct a movie called 1952. And if that name sounds a little bit familiar, Cars, Incredibles, The Iron Giant, and Mission Impossible. Was it 3, the Ghost Recon?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the same director.
Nice.
So he's got another one that's coming out. These are just updates on what's, you know.
Well, and I heard, of course, I've been hearing this for about a year or two. I don't know if the project got canceled or what. But do you remember the show, the movie, rather, from the 80s? It was called The Last Dragon. Barry Gordon's The Last Dragon.
Yes, that is a classic in this house.
Yes, I love that movie. There was word, and it's even on IMDb, that they were going to redo that movie, and that the Snakes on a Plane guy was going to play Shownuff.
Oh, well,
I don't know if they canceled or not.
That would be lovely. I hope it comes to fruition, because they need to update that movie, because it's definitely in the, and I hate to do this, but definitely in the black culture, there is definitely an affinity for that film.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it too.
And I know, and it's also a certain age of person, you know.
Oh yeah.
Because if you were like me and you liked Japanese kung fu movies, and you got basically in that movie you got breakdancing and a Japanese kung fu movie all wrapped into one, and a dude named Sho Nuff,
and Bruce Leroy
Bruce Leroy Green,
director your pizza to
Tiger Green's pizza. Oh yeah, we know it all, man. See, you should have put that in the notes. I would have pulled up a clip, we would have had it for you. Here's some other upcoming movie news. Fast Furious 6, The Mummy, to produce a modern re-imaging again of The Mummy. Dorothy of Oz, which I'm interested in because I read a lot of the other Oz books growing up. Patchwork Girl of Oz and Scarecrow of Oz and all those other ones. Mm-hmm. And no one has really tried to go past just The Wizard of Oz, just that one story of Dorothy.
I heard there were more stories, but...
I never
checked into him.
That man was a writing crazy fool. I want to say there was almost 10 books on different characters in Oz. And Wizard of Oz, the book of that name, it deals with what's in the movie, but the movie actually takes place in different books. It's really, really weird, but I like it. I like it, and just talk of a Daredevil remake, Carrie remake, Poltergeist reboot, and I think that's all for the last couple of months. You were saying, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, speaking of movies that have weird places in them, like, you remember Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Of course, they redid that. They're actually going to do the play here in our town of that. They're
going
to auditions.
Sweet. So, I should audition for Mr. Wonka.
I tell you what, if you go, I'll go. We'll both go audition and see what happens.
See what happens, and then we can add that into the show.
Yeah, there you go. My daughter's trying to talk me into taking her up there because they have some parts for children in it, obviously.
Oh yeah, that'd be wonderful. I've done live theater. It is a nerve-wracking mess, but it is so rewarding. Matter of fact, I can tell this secret now because this is at least 10 years ago. Way more than 10. About 16, 17 years ago. Gosh, thanks for reminding me my age, Alan. I did a play, Mr. Robinson. It's actually a movie. There's actually a movie. It's set in World War II. It's about a ship and the crew dealing with certain things happening in the ship. They're trying to all get off the ship and go home. And I played a very small part in that. But during the play, the way the other crew... It was funny. There was a tequila tower, and it was Patron 1800 and another one, and it was the three tequilas that everybody drink. And what we would do is, in between, whenever you were not on stage, you ran and got a shot, and then you'd go on stage and do your lines. And there's a scene where we're supposed to be drunk in the play. So it's funny to we'd always see who was really drunk by that time.
Right.
And I remember that well, and they've asked me, or they had asked me at that time several times, to go back and do other stuff for them, because I think I was their only black actor at the time. And man, yeah. I wanted to, but I had to move here. But
oh,
yeah.
I
need to look around the house and see if I've got some of the flyers and stuff and scan those pictures.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that. That would have been great.
Yeah, we need to find the movie, find it on DVD. It's Mr. Robinson. And actually, I'm trying to think of who... I think Walter Matthau was in the movie version as one of the ship's doctors.
I always think of Austin Powers when I hear his name.
So okay, that's enough of me gloating about the old days.
Well, I had a girlfriend who was in Guys and Dolls once, so I know what you're talking about, like the redundancy of being in a play,
Yeah.
All these practices, and then you have to do it, you know, over and over. By the time you're done with it, I'm sure you're sick of it. But
oh yeah, and that was an interesting way to make it new. There was times where I was sitting on stage, and I was like, wait a second, we're actually here at this part? I had a line I don't even remember saying. Did I say my line? Right. You did. Okay, good. You know, it's like, holy cow, I've done it. It's magic.
What do you have here about Star Trek?
Yes, let's round up the Star Trek 2 rumors that broke out earlier this week. Everybody had been wondering beforehand what I can't find his name now. Benedict. I can't think of his first. Where the heck? This is not even. This isn't even the right story. Doggone it. Here, let me do this. Let me see if I can get to the movie database version of it. Back to IMDb I go. The link I had in there was a good link, but it didn't have the Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. Sherlock Holmes. If you have not seen that, check it out on Netflix. Have you seen the British Sherlock Holmes?
I've only seen the newer version of it.
With him in modern times?
You know what? I'm not sure. It was Robert Downey Jr.'s version of it, is what I saw.
Okay. Which is a wonderful version. But it's set in the period and place that Sherlock Holmes was actually in. Or the books are actually in, but
there's a modern version though.
There is a modern version. It's a British television show, and for whatever. Oh, doggone it. But the modern version. Okay, the modern version. I'm sorry. I'm searching and talking at the same time, so of course I'm screwing up immensely. The modern version is actually taking place in modern day. So there's cell phones and everything, and it has the Hobbit, the guy that's playing Bilbo Baggins. And actually both of them are in the Hobbit, because I think Cumberbatch does one of the dragon, or does the voice of the dragon in the Hobbit. But then Cumberbatch does Max, could we stop? I'm hearing a sound. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm thinking to myself, I hope that's not the TV. he's in modern times solving modern mysteries. He has a Moriarty in it as well. It's very well done. And the episodes are like an hour and a half long. And it's just, yeah, it's freaking beautiful. Freaking beautiful. I'm completely hooked. I'm trying to find ways to get to it now, because there's a season 2, and I think they got reserved for a season 3. I could be wrong. People email me if I'm wrong. But the main thing that we were talking about, Star Trek 2, Benedict Cumberbatch is Khan. Spoiler alert, Red, and I've already spoiled you. I'm sorry. But I don't think it's that big of a secret anymore. That's right. He is going to play Khan. Now, no one knows if this is going to be Khan of Wrath of Khan, because that's actually sort of like after James T. Kirk met him, or if it's going to be about the first time they meet.
When is this due out?
This is due out in 2013. So if the world doesn't end, we'll see it next year.
Yeah, my money's kind of on. I think we're going to be around a little while. I don't think people are very good at figuring this thing out.
I don't know. And the other big news is that there's two other big things, because people were not sure what was happening. But the Klingons are actually going to be in this one. And Spock Prime. Leonard Nimoy will be in this one as well. So there's definitely going to be
some good characters.
Yeah, good characters. There's going to be more time travel. I'm not sure. You've seen the first one, right?
Yes, it's been a long time.
We should have sat down and watched that, because doggone it, it's a doozy. It's a doozy.
Put that on the top of the to-do list right there.
Okay. It was on Netflix. I've got a Blu-ray of it, so you know, come over and we'll hook it up. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. We'll have to do a little screening of that. Yeah,
might have to do a little screening on Blu-ray. But that was the big news, and I'm sorry if anybody didn't want to know and wanted to go completely not knowing what was going on in the film. Don't listen to my show ever again. I'm sorry. But it's not too bad of a spoiler. I still have no idea where it's going to be, how it's going to really go down, and I'm still thinking it's going to be. I'm thinking he's going to do. I mean, he did a miracle with the first story. I think he's still got the touch. J.J. Abrams is riding on a good little high. He hasn't had too many failures. You know. Okay.
Always
don't.
Nice.
Don't not agree with me. but he's doing really good. Did I mention there's a Machete Kills? Anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Machete Kills. That's going to be coming very soon, actually. I want to say the next year, too. That's pretty much.
Well, this is a good time to become a couch potato, it sounds like.
Yeah, really it is.
And buy some of that movie theater buttered popcorn. And get fat.
Take your flask in there with you.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody
My
has
parents
to
are always finding new ways of sneaking in their snacks to the movie theaters, you know, because they want you to buy their $6 tub of popcorn, you know, when the store next door sells it for $1.50.
So. Oh, yeah, exactly. So you got to do something different. Let's see. We're at the halfway point, and I didn't pick any music because I was running on goofy lazy today.
I heard you do something yesterday. I don't know if you can do it on the show or not. Can you do any of your little spinning and all that?
You want me to do a little live mixing? Yeah. Is that what it is? Let me load up the program. And while the program's loading up, let's talk about Mr. Beer. If you go to brosoos.com and click on the little Mr. Beer link, they will show you how to make your own beer and give you the tools to do it. The prices are very compatible, and they're very cheap. And you saw a video yesterday of how easy it is to make beer from Mr. Beer.
And I have a friend who said that stuff is very, very tasty.
Well, didn't you have a little of a smell, at least, of what it was? You at least smelled it.
Yeah, man, I got a real good smell of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you couldn't taste. But when things settle down, we'll get you.
I'll get to it soon.
Yeah.
But I got to see a little bit of the process of how to make it though, and it's very, very simple. Yeah. Not much to it.
Okay, so you wanted me to do a mix, and you said that there's a song of yours that you. Let me delete that there. That's not right. That's not supposed to be there. All right, let me. Okay, there we go. And this is the weird sounds that are made during DJing. Right there. Yeah, let me put that button right there. All right, so here's the mix that you heard me do yesterday that you thought was very hot and cool. Here's the drop. And that's it.
One of my favorite songs from the 80s, man. I love the fact that two people did a cover of it. I like Hymn's version.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, man, it's great. Of course, Marilyn Manson's version. One of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wish I had that one. I would love to mix that in there, too. That'd be freaky crazy. Freaky crazy.
Sounded good to me, man.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Now that we've pumped our heads up a little bit more, I'm going to take a sip of the good drink.
And I'm stuck with good old-fashioned sweet tea.
Eh, don't worry about it. You'll get a sip of this someday. Someday, check it
someday
out.
Soon.
Someday soon. Well, all right. There was a couple of things I noticed on the What We're Doing that you had something you wanted to talk about.
I don't go to the Just a Buck store very often, but, you know, it was over there by the Game Exchange, I think it was, and I thought, hey, I'll go in and see what they got in here.
Right.
So I go in, I'm seeing some stuff, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I could use some more shampoo and body wash, and I look on the shelf, and they have shampoo / conditioner / body wash all in one bottle for just a buck, and I'm thinking, okay, first of all, how do you get all three of those things into one substance? But it's just a buck, so I'll try it out. So I get home with this stuff, and you go to squirt it out, and it's like, it's globby. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's kind of like Jell-O when it's not exactly firm yet. It's kind of
gloopy
and globby. And have you seen this stuff before?
Yeah. Did you get a loofah for it? Did you?
I already had a loofah, man.
Okay.
Come on, who don't have a loofah these days?
Exactly. I use my loofah for many a things.
Yeah, I hear you.
Awkward silence.
I started to get some out, you know, I was going to wash my hair, and like a blob slipped out of my hand and fell on the floor of the shower, and I'm like, okay, and do I pick it up or nah, I just roll with it. It wasn't bad, but
I find those very lathery, and they touch a little side of me that I didn't know. It makes me feel very fresh and feminine. Oh wait, anyway. It's one of those things though
that it brings out that little side of you, doesn't it?
It just brings a little fun out of me. But it's
I'm fabulous.
It's 1-star reviews from gay men now. Damn it. I like it. It's really refreshing. It's new. There's certain ones like lavender that that is definitely like a massage type thing. It just like calms you down. You get out you get out of the bathtub and you're thinking to yourself, I can take on the world, and the world's got to watch out for me and my freshly clean nuts. And that's usually what I'm worried about the most, is if my nuts are clean.
There's something about taking a shower, you know, that just makes you feel like a new person.
Oh yeah, zestfully clean. It's, I think the
there was a movie I think called Waking Up in Reno, and Billy Bob Thornton's in it, and he had just got through basically cheating on his wife with his best friend's wife. And she says to him, you know, after they've cheated, don't you feel dirty? And he's getting out of the chair and he says, not me, I'm zestfully clean.
There you go. And that, and now you just told everybody where I got that joke. Damn you.
I think that was actually the commercial slogan. So,
oh, you got you, yeah, yeah. That is 100% what it was. Is the zestfully clean commercial slogan. So when you came over the other day and I showed you World of Tanks, I just have to get this out. Are you gonna play? Because I told the guys and they're just like, get him in now.
I would have to say there's a very strong likelihood I'm gonna be playing that one, but. There's even more likelihood I'm going to be playing the other one you showed me, the Sniper
Elite. Oh, the Sniper Elite. For you guys who don't know about this particular video game, Sniper Elite V2 is actually out. You can buy it. It's about $50. And the kill shots in this game,
Matrix-like,
freaking amazing. You get the bullet time. You see the bullet come out of the chamber. You see the spark off the chamber. I shot somebody in the nose the other day. I saw the boogers and the blood. It was amazing. And, you know,
the movie Three Brothers, it showed the shots like that. They follow the bullet
all the way through. You could see all the way through. You could see the bones and the skin and the popping. Yeah, and you could go, awesome. Oh, that's got to hurt. Yeah, it's a hyper violent game. I happen to be playing, like, the first time I played it, I didn't know how bad it was. So, you know, I'm playing, and, you know, I hear beside me a snicker. And I look, and there's my 6-year-old Sam. He's like, "That's a cool game, Dad." He's like, "Son, you better go in your room. You don't need to be seeing that. You have nightmares."
Awesome graphics, too. Man. Oh, yeah. Even like the bricks and stuff are detailed.
And I had it on, I think I had it on medium. So, I mean, it wasn't even at high. You know what I'm saying? If it was at high, imagine. I need to get another video card and some more memory.
You're screaming for help.
Yeah. I'm an old school video game fanatic, and I played a game called Soldier of Fortune way back in the day. Oh, you're smiling, so I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember that one, and what was it? Metal Gear. Those
yeah.
are the two that I played a lot of.
And Soldier of Fortune, just I played it, and I found a old school version of it and downloaded it. And you can play it for free now on your Windows 7 machine.
You shouldn't have told me that. I'm going to be wasting hours of my life.
I know. We're going to be playing against each other. We're going to set up a little server and just be playing. So, let's at this point, because this show, admittedly, we both sort of slacked off, and it's not anybody's fault. We both did it, and I'm the bigger one to blame because I was supposed to be sitting here getting news stories, and what was I doing? Playing World of Tanks.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly on top of my stories either.
But let's talk, and we'll do it while the people are listening. So if you're listening live, if you want to hop into the chat room, I haven't even looked at the chat room in a while. If you want to hop into the chat room right underneath the live stream on my website, brosoos.com. If you're doing it on Justin TV, I can't see your chat room. So, but you can tweet us or Facebook us. Either Keith David or Alan Wade on Facebook. Or you can email the show at osnap.com or osnap@gmail.com, excuse me. And we will pose these few questions about what way the show should go from now on.
And are we talking about the YouTube thing yet or no?
We can talk about the YouTube thing. On my BroSeuss YouTube channel, this show particularly will be the first of the YouTube shows to be downloaded on YouTube. We're going to slowly try and see how this works. I have a little hesitation because
we got nowhere to go but up. Now.
Yeah, we've got nowhere to go but up. But my only hesitation is that, you know, I put it on there and then we're gonna get all those comments. Man, you guys suck. And of course that.
Oh, we're gonna get those anyway.
But if we get those, then that means somebody's watching. So I'm gonna be happy with that. So there's going to start being video, and then I'm not sure if I'm going to start. I'm not sure if I'm going to start focusing on video and less of, you know, live stream. Although if the software is doing it amazingly, I can actually see the software is flipping between the two, and it's saying, you know, you have this much recorded and you have, you know, that much on the live stream. So it's the software is doing it beautifully. So I'm excited about the software working. The audio is working, of course, so I'm loving that. Today was a movie heavy show.
Movie heavy day for me.
So. Yeah, I think we both kind of yesterday after hanging out yesterday we were just like, man, let's talk about movies.
Yeah. Well, we stirred up so much. At least you stirred up a lot of memories in my head about certain movies.
Oh yeah.
I went back and watched it on all kind of stuff. You know how that goes. You think about one movie and one little part of it reminds you of something in another movie, so you got to go check that one out again.
Right. Yeah. And like, you know, I'm with Netflix. I mean, that is just that's an amazing tool right there to sit and really vegetate for $7.99 a month. I mean, you know, I mean, you could go dance on the street and make that money and sit and watch movies all day long.
Inexpensive.
Yeah.
I wonder how they afford to do that as far as, you know, paying for the rights and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I've got a funny feeling that they're so underpriced. Honestly, you could charge me $20 and don't get this idea, Netflix. But you could charge me $20 a month for that, and I would still be happy to pay that for the
absolutely.
Type of movies that I'm getting. Because there's lots of movies there that I can't get on cable, that I can't find because they're niche movies. So
I love almost everything about it.
Yeah. There's
about the only thing I don't like is how they don't take off some movies, but I understand you there. They can't store everything.
Yeah, they can't store everything, and you know, movies come and go, and they do come back. I mean, there's a couple of movies that came back that I was like, "Oh, really? It's back?" The one problem I do have is there's not enough Godzilla and Gamera movies. And I'm a big Gamera fan. I'm a big Godzilla fan. I love my big monster movies. And at one time, they had some of the I missed an era of the 93 on to 2000, where Godzilla movies sort of modernized and looked, yes, they looked campy, but there was computer graphics in them, and there was, you know, there was an attempt to start to slowly, like, they slowly wanted to make it more realistic. Rumor has it there's another one on the way. And definitely the same happened with Gamera. Those are the two biggest monsters movies out of Hong Kong and Japan that have really made it big. Now there's other ones like Ultraman and Spider-Man and a whole bunch of other ones that we can get into, but now it's down like Ready Player One.
About the computer graphics stuff and the way they're able to make things look real now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember I Am Legend, but somebody said something about the lions, those lions and stuff that were in there were CGI and that they looked fake. I didn't notice them looking fake.
No.
Apparently a few people did.
No, I'm too busy just engulfed into the story.
Yeah, I guess that's the way I am too, to me it looked like a freaking lion, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a rumor there's going to be another I Am Legend. Anyway, apparently there's a theme going around. Or it seems like we're just movie buffs.
Let's just say it. Anything and everything that's out there apparently is being remade.
Oh yeah, there's some movies that need it and some movies that don't. I don't think there needs to be after, because there's already talk about once Batman, Dark Knight Rises, is done, that they're thinking about rebooting the series, and I'm like, no, too damn soon. You know, I can understand them wanting to reboot X-Men, you know, especially if because the way Sony and Marvel are right now, because Sony owns Spider-Man, they own Daredevil, they own X-Men and Wolverine.
Damn, I didn't know that.
And if they don't make movies, I think it's like 5 years. If they don't make movies in 5 years, then they lose the rights. The rights go back to Marvel, and Marvel can do whatever they want with it. And I think in Marvel's hands, especially after what they did with the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor, and then they went to the Avengers, and they've made statements. They've made statements. It's on paper. It's on the internet. They are going to move forward. There's no more rebooting. What they're doing is, if they have to change characters, the stories are going to move forward, just like the comic books. I think I just got hard again. You know, that's what I want. I mean, I want like maybe 20 Hulk movies and 20 X-Men movies. You know, I want those deep storylines that Marvel has made. Like when I read way back when I had millions of comic books, and I read, you know, the Dark Phoenix saga and the Age of Apocalypse, which if they would do that, that would be amazing. Of course, I'm probably talking over your head right now. I probably have to explain Age of Apocalypse. Age of Apocalypse happens to be a alternate universe script of X-Men. In this alternate universe, Professor Xavier goes crazy and has a inner persona called, I forgot what the actual name of the inner. It wasn't Apocalypse, because they have Apocalypse. They have the X-Men evil character named Apocalypse, but I want to say it was Onslaught was his character's name, and he no one knew that Onslaught and Professor Xavier were actually the same person.
Does he have like a dual personality?
Dual personality thing going on, and he. What happens is he rips through, and what was cool was, even though it was an X-Men based story, he ripped through Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Thor, Hulk, and changed the storyline. So, unfortunately, Spider-Man doesn't staying married to Mary Jane anymore and has to leave house. And now there's a doppelganger living with Mary Jane. And he's looking outside going, you son of a bitch. You know, Wolverine loses an arm. And, you know, yeah, it's a deep storyline. And I enjoyed it. And I would, you know, they may decide to tackle that storyline in movie form. That would be freaking awesome.
Sounds like they're tackling everything else.
Yeah, they're tackling. I mean, there's already talk about more Hulk movies. There's already talk about more Thor movies. There's definitely talk already of an Avengers 2.
Speaking of Thor, and I still haven't seen Thor. I got to go watch that.
Yeah, and they have already started talk about a Nick Fury movie. Go, Samuel, go. You know what I mean? Okay, so I've basically nerded out on my show. I went rock hard nerd crazy right there. And I'm sorry. So, as you know, I do like my comic books. I do like movies. Me and Keith have been discussing, as you can see right now, there is no formal path for the show. The show is us rambling. We're starting to think of segments.
No prep, really.
So if you want to think of segments for the show, email the show, osnapshow@gmail.com. We will look at your suggestions. Yeah, we want to give you more of what you guys want, and we will start adding that to it and do it to it. Jesus Christ. The other thing we're going to be talking about is time limit, because once again, the time has gotten past us.
We just got warmed up and it's almost time to go.
Mm-hmm. And maybe what we should do, yeah, maybe what we should do is like an after show, like an after party show, where, you know, after the show is done and over with, that we record, I'll stop the recording and record the after show, and it'll just be me and you just talking afterwards. We'll turn the lights down on the studio, and we'll turn the lights up on the after party. Yeah. Oh, and I turned off my DJ music thing. I was going to click on, like, some, like, you know, blame it on the output.
Right.
It's not on there, so never mind. Bad planning on my part, number 45.
You still got the keyboard beside you there, don't you?
No.
I can't remember.
I don't.
See it yesterday?
No. You were right. Sitting right where the keyboard would have been.
Oh, okay.
So the drums behind me, but the keyboard is in the back room, mostly because I was finding that a one-year-old would play with it.
I couldn't resist the keyboard sitting there.
Yeah, I couldn't. So, I mean, I'd sit there and not. Oh, wow, they just left me. Left the TV on and everything.
I saw them just like...
Just walked by.
Man.
They don't love daddy no more. It's all right.
She's trying to give you a hint. Come to bed. You know?
Yeah, it's time for the sookie tookie nookie nookie. Get some of that love meat. Okay, so anyway. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's get your plug in because we've got my plug in.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm not jumping around on my plugs. I'm kind of like you. I kind of stick with one thing for a while. So basically what I got here is about women who are in the relationship with the man and they want to take it to the next level. They want to marry the dude up and they just don't know how to go about it. Well, all you got to do is go to gethimtomarry.com, watch the free video there, and find out how to get him to commit and get you the ring on the finger.
I will tell you now, ladies, if you want to keep your husband, say you're married and things are going wrong, you don't know why, suck his dick. And he'll never leave. He will never leave.
That's pretty much true.
I am staying.
Keep him happy in the bedroom.
Keep him happy and you will. Now, you get him to that point. You ain't got to do it until, you know, you got the ring on the finger. But once you got the ring on the finger, you know you want this man. Go down there and just... Okay, so anyway, I'm not sexually deprived at all. So if you want to sponsor the show, say you're like, Alan, you're goofy, I want to hear you say something in a silly voice, go to brosoos.com, hit the sponsors link, pay any amount of money you want, it doesn't matter what it is, and leave a comment when you do, and I will 100% say whatever you put in the comment. So if you say Alan sucking dick tastes like paint like butt, then I'll say it if you pay me a dollar. I sound so much like a prostitute at this point. If you pay me a dollar, I'll do anything to you. I'll suck a mad.
What do I get for a dollar? Whatever you want.
Me so horny. Okay, so anyway. Oh, gosh. I hope my family's not watching this.
Alan, love you long time for a dollar.
I love you long time for $1. You have nothing else to say to me. Man, this is the most. I think this is the most racist show we've ever. I think we've offended everybody. Vulcans all the way to black people. I think we've offended everybody.
We're an equal opportunity offenders.
We are, and proud of it. Hey guys, this has been the O Snap Show, and we love you. Please send us email. Please give us your input because you guys only make us better. And I want to leave you with this simple thought.
And my wife and kids is gone. You gonna try and burn me out? And you go to it. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll take a few of you with me.
Hey, you assholes better move.
And we're done. And let me get that there. Stop that stream. Stop. And see guys later on Justin TV. Wait for the people at Justin TV. Key there. Bye.
Oh, that one was all over the place.
But I like it like that though.
That was all right though, man. That wasn't.